my soul, my Savior, come to thee.
My Savior, go to thee.
How great thou art. Oh, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul. Some wonders.
Oh Lord, my God, whether in awesome wonders,
consider all the worlds,
consider all the
I see the stars.
I see the stars.
I hear the rolling thunder.
I hear the rolling thunder.
Thy path throughout the universe is plain.
Thy path throughout.
My soul,
let's sing. My soul, my Savior, go to thee. My Savior, go to thee. Thou great, thou.
Your voice and just bless the King of Heaven, the Holy One of Israel is in our midst. The Lord of Hosts is here. The resurrection and the life is here. The conqueror of death is here. The conqueror of the grave is here. The victor of Calvary is here. The author and giver of life is here. The I am that I am is here. The unchanging changer is here. The glorious King of Zion is here. The Lord Most Holy is here. The Lord Most High is here. Lift your voice and bless Him. Lift your voice and magnify Him. Lift your voice and celebrate Him. Celebrate the one who died and rose again. The one who is alive forevermore. The Holy One. the righteous one, the awesome one, the glorious one, the righteous one, eternal rock of ages, Lord of hosts, man of war, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. We praise your name. We worship. We worship. We magnify. Thank you, Lord. 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 Now, the word of the Lord came to me. There is somebody here. You are struck with an ailment, a sickness that they said is incurable. And he said it's irreversible.
Oh, arun kan ti bale o ton so pe ko ni iwo ko si si atunsekun.
A sickness that the experts they have told you that it will deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate until something else happens.
Awon akose mo se onisegun ti so fun wi pe aisan yi o bi o se mo ba lonu ti o si mo wa ni ipo ti
but the one who reverses the irreversible, the victor of Calvary has asked me to tell you that sickness is reversed in your life. Reversed. 33 days from today. Write it down. 33 days. Every trace of that affliction, you will see it no more. You will ask, I'm speaking to you. You will begin to feel stronger. Stronger. And in 33 days, what they said is incurable. You will search for it, you will find it no more. And the affliction shall not arise again in your life because you are healed. Thank you, Jesus. 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 There is somebody here. You are told you have to go through a surgery. This affliction is about an internal organ in your body. One internal organ, one vital organ inside you. And you have done all the preliminary medical checks. And they have concluded that you must go through surgery. But the great physician has sent me to you. He has taken that affliction out of your body. Go back to the people that scheduled you for surgery. They will take you through the same process. And they will find no trace of illness in your body. Because you are healed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lay your right hand on your head wherever you are. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I take authority
over every sickness, every affliction, every oppression of the devil, and I command you, get out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I speak life to your body.
Amen.
I command sickness, die.
Amen.
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 Wherever you are located in this body, sickness, die.
Amen.
Receive healing.
Amen.
Receive healing.
Amen.
Receive healing.
Amen.
You will testify.
Amen.
It is settled.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He's given us grace to seek him.
He's
given us the desire to seek
him.
And he said, I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain.
He's
a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Give him thanks for strength. Even if it is only one day of the fast you are partaking of, give him thanks. If it is 10 days, give him thanks. If you are one of those who have done the 66 days, give him thanks. Lord, we thank you for strength. We thank you for grace. We thank you for favor. We thank you for help. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the desire to pray. We thank you for the desire to seek your face. We thank you, O God, for amazing answers to prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
On this 66th day of the fast, whatever is negative in your life is canceled. Affliction is canceled.
Amen.
Weeping is canceled.
Amen.
Sorrow is canceled.
Amen.
Every curse is canceled.
Amen.
Every loss is canceled.
Amen.
Every shame canceled.
Amen.
Reproach canceled.
Amen.
Failure canceled.
Amen.
Failure canceled.
Amen.
Lack canceled.
Amen.
Poverty canceled.
Amen.
If it is negative in any form, in any shame, in any shade, by the power of his resurrection, we negate it.
Amen.
We reverse it.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
From henceforth, you will be far from affliction.
Amen.
You will be far from shame.
Amen.
You will be far from sorrow.
Amen.
We speak grace into your life.
Amen.
We speak favor into your life.
Amen.
We speak divine help into your life.
Amen.
A great door is open to you.
Amen.
Go forward.
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 Amen.
Whatever it is that the enemy has ever stolen in your life, by the power of his resurrection, we command full restoration.
Amen.
Full restoration.
Amen.
In your body.
Amen.
In your mind.
Amen.
In your career.
Amen.
In your business.
Amen.
In your family.
Amen.
In your home. In your marriage. In your finances. Restoration. 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. The same power that canceled death and brought Christ from the grave is released upon your life. Receive his resurrection power. You will break forth in the newness of life. You will break forth new glory. You will break forth new health. You will break forth new ground. You will break forth new territory. You will break forth new level. You will break forth new level. You will break forth new heights. New heights. New heights. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever had been working against you, we command they begin to work in your favor. 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 We command the heaven to open perpetually upon you. You will drink the rain from heaven. And you will blossom in the land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus. In your spirit, receive strength. In your mind, receive strength. In your body, receive strength. In your finances, receive strength. Every form of weakness in your life is eliminated. Receive strength. 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 Wherever you go, in the next 33 days, you will jam uncommon favor. Great doors will open to you. Great doors will open to you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I stand on this sacred altar and I use everyone here as a point of contact for every member of Christ's Light Church and their families all over the world. Lord, let grace locate them. Let favor locate them. Wherever they are on the face of the earth, whatever it is that they do, let them find your favor. Be with them and bless them and give them outstanding testimonies and let your name be honored. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody shout a loud hallelujah. No more crawling.
Oh, nira koromo.
No more delay.
Kosi ni si daduro mo.
No more struggling.
Oh, ni la kaka mo.
You will fly.
Oh, ma funi.
You will fly.
Oh, ma funi.
The Lord will bear you on the wings of eagles.
Oluwa yo gbo si ye apaidi.
What you have been struggling to achieve.
Oh, ti o ti la kaka lati fawodle.
For many years.
Opolopo odun.
Many years.
Opolopo odun.
In a couple of days, you will get it done.
Ojo perete yo to olowo o.
By the strength of the Lord.
Ni gbagbara Olorun.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
And there are people that are here today.
E wa awon kan be ni loni.
God is changing your garment.
Oluwa n ye aso re pada.
And is giving you a new garment.
O wa n gbe ewu otun wo.
Because there comes a time in your life that the old garment does not fit.
Nigba mi wa ti aso ti o tin wo tele ti o ni dara lorun e mo.
The old garment does not fit the new status.
Ko ni ba ipo ti o wa mu mo.
When it was time for blind Bartimaeus.
Nigba to to akoko n ba ti lo me afoju.
To break out of darkness into light.
Ti o kuro ninu ipo okunkun si imole.
He threw away the old garment.
O bo ewu.
Because the season of change has come. When it was time for the double portion of the anointing and the spirit of the Lord to come upon Elisha, he threw away the old garment. Because he cannot put the new mantle on the old garment. It's a new season. When it was time for Esther to to appear before the king.
Nígbà tí àkókò Esther tó láti fojú hàn sí ọba.
The garment she was wearing did not fit the new position.
Aṣọ tó ń wọ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ kò tó ipò tó fẹ́ wá.
I can see many of you at a new level.
Mo rí pé ẹ ti wà ní ìpele ọ̀tún.
A new status.
Ẹ ti ní ipò ọ̀tún.
And I see your new garment.
Mo sì rí aṣọ tuntun lọ́rùn
yín. Heaven is giving you a new garment.
Ọ̀run ti ń gbé aṣọ tuntun wọ̀ yín.
Somebody say I receive it.
Ẹ sọ pé mo gbà á.
Somebody say I receive it.
Ẹ sọ pé mo gbà á.
Say I receive it.
Sọ pé mo gbà á.
Say louder, say I receive it.
Sọ pé mo gbà á.
In the name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù.
When it was time for Joseph to step into destiny fulfillment.
Nígbà tí Joseph fẹ́ wọ ìmúṣẹ ìpín.
They removed the prison garment from him.
Wọ́n bọ aṣọ sí ọgbà ẹ̀wọ̀n kúrò lọ́rùn rẹ̀.
Because the prison garment could not stand before Pharaoh.
Nítorí pé aṣọ tinú túbú kò lè wà níwájú Pharaoh.
It's a new season.
Àkókò ọ̀tún ni.
So it must be a new garment.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ wọ aṣọ tuntun.
Somebody please declare, say it's a new season.
Ẹ sọ pé àkókò ọ̀tún ni.
In my life.
Nínú ayé tèmi.
So I receive.
Nítorí náà mo gba.
My new garment.
Aṣọ tuntun.
You're not talking. Say it's a new season.
Sọ pé àkókò ọ̀tún.
In my life.
Ni nínú ayé mi.
I receive.
Mo gba.
My new garment.
Aṣọ tuntun tèmi.
Who is receiving new garment?
Ta ló ń gba aṣọ tuntun?
If you are the one, shout hallelujah.
Ó wá ṣe wọ́nì kí hallelujah.
They took the prison garment from him.
Wọ́n mú aṣọ tinú túbú kúrò lára rẹ̀.
And they gave him a new garment.
Wọ́n wá gbé aṣọ tuntun wọ̀.
That represented the new status.
Èyí tí ó bá ipò tuntun tó wà mú.
The new level.
Ipò ìpele tó wà.
The new authority.
Ipò àṣẹ tó wà.
Now I can tell you many examples in the scriptures.
Mo lè fún yín ní àpẹẹrẹ tó pọ̀ ní Bíbélì o.
But hold your breath for this.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìwọ gbọ́ eléyìí.
When Jesus Christ broke out from the grave.
Nígbà tí Jésù jíde kúrò ní ipò.
He didn't carry the grave clothes.
Kò wọ aṣọ tí kò kú sọ́run.
No.
Ó ti.
He didn't carry the grave clothes.
Kò gbé aṣọ.
And when Mary saw him.
Nígbà Maria rí.
He was not naked.
Kò sì wà ní ọ̀hò.
How can the King of Glory be naked?
Báwo ni ọba ògbóṣe lè wà ní ọ̀hò?
But the grave clothes.
Ṣùgbọ́n aṣọ tí inú ipò kú.
Were for the grave.
Ó wà fún ipò òkú ni.
The new level, the new life he broke into, the grave clothes could not fit.
Iye igbe iye tó tuntun tó wọnú rẹ̀ lọ aṣọ òkú ò lè bá wọbẹ̀.
Now listen to me.
Máa gbọ́ o.
For everyone, all through the scriptures.
Nínú Bíbélì.
Up until now.
Títí di àkókò yìí.
Everyone.
Gbogbo ènìyàn.
That experience God.
Tí ó ní ìrírí Ọlọ́run.
There is always the old time.
Àkókò ti ìgbà ni máa ń wà.
And the new season.
Àti àkókò ọ̀tún.
All the time.
Ní gbogbo ìgbà sí ni.
All the time.
Ní gbogbo ìgbà ni.
Without fail.
Láì jẹ́ ìgbókùnà.
If you look at God, God's dealing with man. That's why you have the old covenant. And the new covenant.
Ìdí rẹ̀ tá a fi ní má jẹ̀mú láìlẹ́ àti má jẹ̀mú tuntun.
There comes a time the old is set aside.
Ní a ó ìgbà kan wà á mú ti láìláì kúrò.
And you step into the new.
Ó wà wọnú ọ̀tún.
Somebody is stepping into a new life today.
Ẹnìkan wọnú ayé ọ̀tún.
A new season of your life.
Ó wọ ìgbà ọ̀tún nínú ayé
rẹ. If you are the one, come on, shout hallelujah.
Ó bá ṣe wọnú kí hallelujah.
Now, stepping into a new season of your life may be an experience of a radical change, a radical conversion. It may be like Saul on the way to Damascus. He was a persecutor of the faith of the saints. He was an injurious fellow. He was a hater of the faith. But after he saw the light, he stepped out of the old into the new. Lift your right hand. Say, Father,
I talk with Baba.
I receive your word. Today,
Lone.
I'm stepping out
jade,
of the old
kuro ninu ipo lai,
into my new life. I receive
Mokba,
my new garment for the new life. Now, somebody say now. Somebody say now. Somebody say now. Somebody say now. Let me hear your amen. It could be a radical experience of conversion.
O le je iyipada otun ti o di eni otun eda to bi.
Like Peter.
Bi Peteru.
When Jesus borrowed his boat.
Nigba ti Jesu ya oko re.
To preach.
Lati waasu.
Was a stark sinner.
Elese paraku.
He was not saved.
O ti ri gbala.
He didn't know the Lord.
O mo Olorun.
And then he was a frustrated fisherman, defeated.
O si ti ni ijakule gege bi pega.
He was in his old life.
Oh, ninu aye ati jongba.
And my friend, in the old life, there is no destiny fulfillment. You cannot fulfill your destiny in the old life. If you stay in the old life and you die in the old life, it's a wasted destiny.
Ninu ibi aye ati jo ti anso yi ko si mo se fe wo mu inu imuso epe to ba wa nibe titi la o mu.
You must step out of the old. Step into the new by divine arrangement before you can fulfill your destiny. And as I'm looking at you, you will fulfill your destiny. Whatever it takes, you will fulfill your destiny. Lift you and say, in the name of Jesus, I will fulfill my destiny. Was a stark sinner. Stark illiterate. Was a fisherman. How many degrees do you need to be a fisherman? Couldn't spell his name. Not only was he a stark illiterate, he had just experienced failure, frustration, wasted labor, toiling all night, caught nothing. Poverty. And then his turning point came to step into a new status, to receive a new garment. I am speaking into somebody's destiny because you are stepping into a new status. There is a young lady, you are listening to me. Hear me, because a quick walk will the Lord do it in your life and will cut it short in righteousness. You are looking at me now. You are not married. You are not engaged. The next time you will appear before this altar, you will appear as a married woman, because you are stepping into your new status. You are stepping out of the old. Who is stepping out of the old? Are you the one? If you are the one, shout hallelujah. By the time he met with the life changer, Jesus, he fell at his feet because of the incredible miracle. Take the miraculous out of Jesus and you have just an ordinary man, a dummy. Not the Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God.
Ti o ba ti mu ise ami ati iyanu kuro ninu Jesu, a je pe ori eniyan lasan ki se Jesu
Nazareth. About him from beginning to the end is miraculous. His conception, miraculous. His birth, miraculous. Has never been repeated. A virgin giving birth to his son. His walk on earth, miraculous. None like it before, none after, that a man will walk the face of this earth without committing sin. He went all over the place doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He raised the dead, cleansed the leper, walked on the sea, multiplied bread, fed the people. Miraculous.
Lived.
Miraculous. When it was time for him to die, by the Spirit of God, he offered himself on the cross for our sins and shed his blood. Miraculous. That God died. Miraculous. They brought him from the cross, put him in the grave. Like any human. But death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't hold him. No. On the third day, lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. He broke the chains of death. rose from the grave.
O wa dide kuro ni ipo.
Never to die again.
Ko si ni ku mo lala.
Alive forever.
O wa wa laye titi.
Death has no dominion over
him. Iku o bori re.
And he's here.
O si nbe ni.
Alive.
O wa laye.
Somebody say he's here.
E so po wa ni.
I can't hear you.
E so po wa ni.
I can't hear you.
E so po nbe ni.
I like it to personally say he's here.
E so po wa ni yin.
For me.
For me.
Say he's here.
O wa ni.
For me.
For me.
You better take care so you don't miss your moment of miracle. When he appeared to me in his glory in October 1990 in Jerusalem, the Holy Land. I've told you before. He told me, he said, wherever the story of my resurrection is told, the power of my resurrection will flow. He said it to me.
Oh, so for me, baby, keep it about in sight. Yeah, give me a bar again.
And there is no place since that time up until now, including yesterday in Lagos, no place where I spoke of his death and resurrection that he does not confirm it by many infallible proofs.
Because he said, Bikibi, this is the anode day ye. Timbat is so nipa.
Because he's alive. Somebody say he's alive. Louder. Louder. Come on, shout it, he's alive. Come on, shout, say he's alive. If you believe he's alive, come on, shout
hallelujah.
He rose from the grave.
Miraculous.
And for the next 40 days, he was instructing his disciples, teaching them the things of the kingdom.
And
when the time came, right before their eyes, at the outskirts of Jerusalem, after he had given them commandment, before their very eyes, he began to disobey the law of gravity. And began to rise. Until the heaven took it from them.
So,
right from his conception. To his work on earth. To his death on the cross. To his resurrection. To his ascension. Everything about him is miraculous. And he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody shout, he's alive. Let me hear you.
Let me hear you.
If you will be the first to receive your miracle, shout is alive. Something good will resurrect in your life today. Favor will resurrect. Prosperity will resurrect. Abundance will resurrect. Healing will resurrect. Breakthrough will resurrect. Like my son said, your business will resurrect. Your ministry will resurrect. Your marriage will resurrect. Because he's alive. Somebody say he's alive. That he rose from the dead meant that there is nothing so bad that he cannot turn around. There is nothing so dead he cannot bring back to life. There's nothing so damaged he cannot fix. If a part of your body is damaged beyond repairs, good news. He can take that bad part out and supply a brand new one. After all, he puts you in place in the first
place.
When he was walking on the earth, and a blind man saw him, the Bible was very particular that the man had no eye at all. And what did he do? He just bent on the ground. I made a mud. I didn't forget how I made you in the beginning. If something was missing from your mother's womb, take it back. And he fixed it. and he's alive today. Somebody say he's alive. In fact, can I tell you something? I have good news for you. When he walked on the earth, that was his own old life. Okay. Everyone that what we got had his old life, and there was a turning point and a breaking into new life. Tonight is somebody's turning point. Abraham was in the land of Ur, you know,
a
Syrian ready to perish.
Ara Syria ni to ti setan lati se gbe.
From an idolatrous background.
O wa ni dole lati dile aborisha.
Barren.
Ko o ya gan.
Without God.
Ko no Olorun.
Without the covenant.
Ko ni magem.
And then God appeared.
Olorun ba fara han.
Say Abraham.
Abraham.
An end has come to your old life.
Bi pe opin ti de bagbe aye atijo re yo.
Turn to your neighbor, look at him.
Say,
my friend, does hear the Lord. An end has come to your old life. You are breaking forth into your new life today. Tell him, say, you are breaking forth into your new life. Now, who is breaking forth? When?
Nigbo.
By the resurrection power of God, it is not the same you that came that will be going home. A new you is going home. By the time Abraham stepped out,
God,
he stepped out of where he used to be, and he never returned. Never. He had opportunity to return. But because he was seeking for a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker was God, there was no looking back. He began to go forward. The old life ended. If Abraham had behaved like his father Terah, and he didn't step out, he would have died in Haran like Terah is dead, and nobody will be celebrating Abraham today. But because in response to the call of God, he stepped out into a new life. Today, the 66th day of this fast, the God who called me, who raised me, who graced me, who has anointed me, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, has sent me to you. Today you are breaking forth into a new life, a new glory, a new level.
Amen.
You are breaking forth.
Amen.
You are breaking forth.
Amen.
You are breaking forth.
Amen.
Your past will become history today.
Amen.
I don't care how good and how glorious it has been with you up until now. I don't care how much God has blessed you. I thank God for his blessing. But I have a word of the Lord for you. Thus saith the Lord, you are breaking forth into a new level. You are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Announce to three people. Tell them I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking forth. I am. I'm breaking forth. And when you break forth into the new level, there is a new garment that God gives you. Now I want to come now to the matter of our master and our Lord. His old life was glorious. I've described it to you. Sinless Son of God, anointed of the Holy Spirit, He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, fed the poor, gave sight to the blind, raised the dead, did all that the Father sent him to do. But that was the old life. He was so limited. As great as he was in the flesh, the very God of the very God, he could only be in one place at one time. Because the flesh put a limit on him. If he needed to enter into a house, the door must be opened before he could enter. Because the flesh put a limit on him. He was hungry. Like you and I. The flesh put a limit on him. He was tired. The flesh put a limit on him. He walked where we walked. He felt what we felt, but without sin. But when he went through the passion, he went through the turning point, he went through Calvary and the grave. By the time he was coming out of the grave, he broke into the new life. He left the old garments behind. The garment he was wearing, the soldiers had it. The grave clothes they gave him, the grave had it.
But
those garments did not fit the new glory. And when he broke forth, he broke forth in majesty, in power, in glory, in awe. No more limited. King of kings, Lord of lords. It could be in 1 billion places at the same time through you, through me. All the limitation removed. He didn't need to go through a door to appear anywhere. He didn't need it. Because the old life was passed. I'm saying this so you don't think that, oh, when we're talking of the old life and the new life, it's for those who need to be born again and then become new creature. Jesus didn't need to be born again. No. He didn't need to be born again. He had no sin. But the sinless Son of God. But in the new life, he stepped out of limitations. And I want to announce to somebody here, what had limited you up until now will not limit you anymore. You are stepping out. You are stepping out. You are stepping out. Lift your hand and say, Father, I receive your word. Today, I step out of every limitation. Whatever has limited me from fulfilling my destiny, I cast it aside. I receive my new garment in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Can I prophesy on you? The negatives that they have known you with up until now is removed from you.
Amen.
They have called you barren. By the word of the Lord, become fruitful. Amen. They have called you a failure. By the word of the Lord, become successful. They've called you poor. by the word of the Lord become rich. I command a change of garment, a change of status. The same power that raised Christ from the dead and gave him glory, that power is falling upon you. Move into your new life. 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 From tonight, as a result of this divine encounter, what you have not been able to achieve before, begin to achieve with ease. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Who is shedding the garment of limitation? If you are the one, shout hallelujah. He stepped out of restriction. He stepped into limitless possibilities. That's the resurrection. That's the resurrection. Amen and brethren. As he is, so are we in this world. Wait a minute. Not as he was. To be as he was when he was walking on earth, what a glory to be as he was. But that's not the plan and the purpose of God. The plan and the purpose of God is as he is. As he is. As he is. So are we in the world. Breaking forth into new life. I can see a new glory upon you. I can see a new radiance upon you. I can see you having control at a higher level. I can see you breaking forth. Now. I can see you breaking forth. Now. In closing, before we pray, when it was time for Jesus to break forth into new life, it was not a gradual process. No. Mm-mm. His death was a process.
It
was not immediately they knocked him on the cross that he died.
No.
They ridiculed him. They gave him vinegar. They reproached him. They battered for his clothes. He went through process. And then died. To embalm him and carry his body and put in the grave took a process. But when the resurrection power of God is at work, who needs a process? The one who says, I stretch forth my hand, no man can turn it back on. Who needs a process? Sometimes, let me spoil your theology a little bit. Let me spoil it. Sometimes, some people will say, oh, why were people prayed for? You are not healed. They don't have faith. You lie.
Come on, so I pay. Did that when you feel ego, some bad, some bad, bad, funny, come on, you got go, you run.
Why? Why would some people pray for some got their baby, some didn't get their baby? They don't have faith. Sorry. There's a level where your faith works. There's a level we teach you the word of God, you claim it, you confess it, you exercise your faith, and you get your miracle. There's a place for it. There's a place for it. But when God takes over to execute his divine agenda, who needs your faith? God is totally independent of your faith. When God announced to Sarah, that she was going to conceive. Sarah didn't believe nothing.
Sarah ogbagbo.
And I don't blame her.
Emi o si bawi.
Not the old woman.
Oh, then to tite adonu.
No period.
Ko se nkan osumo.
She laughed.
O le ri ni.
And God beat his chest.
Olorun wa fowo lu aya e bayi.
He said, is my hand work short? You believe?
Oh, gbagbo.
Or you don't believe?
Oh, gbagbo.
According to the season of life.
Gege bi akoko ti aye yi.
I will return.
Lawo yi amodun mo pada bo.
And you will see who is God.
Oh, wa da Olorun mo.
And in Genesis 21 verse 1, the Bible says, the Lord visited Sarah as he promised. The Lord did unto Sarah what he has
spoken.
It had nothing to do with Sarah's faith or unbelief. It was the predeterminate counsel of God that Isaac must come to
Israel.
When was time for John the Baptist to come? And Gabriel appeared to the father. Zechariah. The man didn't believe nothing. In fact, the angel had to judge him and say, I am Gabriel. I brought you a word from the Lord and you didn't believe. You'll be dumped for a season. But you see,
angel yen wa se dajo fun pe mo mo ran wa latodo Olorun o gbagbo o su ya odi ni.
But John the Baptist was not an ordinary child. No.
John the Baptist ki so mo lasan.
If he had come earlier,
to ba tete wa,
it would be John the Baptist.
Ko ni ge John the Baptist.
If he had come later,
to ba ti pe ko to de,
it would be John the Baptist.
Ko ni ge John Baptist.
He must come at a particular point in time.
O ni akoko gan to gbodo wa.
To prepare the way for the Messiah. According to the predeterminate counsel of God. Zechariah was just an instrument that God chose. The faith of Zechariah had no relevance to it. If he believed, good. That he did not believe, his unbelief did not stop God from doing what he wanted to do.
Zechariah can't do it. Lo, tell him fair lo. For me, we are John Baptist. Ni, igbagbo tabi igbagbo re.
Sometimes we idolize our faith.
Nigba mi gan amanso igbagbo wa do.
When I go to crusade to preach,
Timba lo wasu ni.
Some of the people that receive their first set of miracles are Muslims, people who don't believe nothing.
I want to marry yanu igbagbo gan Muslimi ni anta igbagbo.
The guy that was sitting by the beautiful gate, the temple. He wanted money. And Peter, James, and John, they knew what they had. That what they had would deal with unbelief and still produce a miracle. It's good for you to know what you have.
Say,
what we have, we give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth, rise up and walk. The man didn't rise nothing. Peter said, we know what we're talking about.
Get up.
And he got up. There are several other examples. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not my faith. There comes a time my faith breaks down. But I live by the faith of the Son of God that loved me and give himself for me. Why am I saying this? Somebody is looking at me now. Whether you believe or you don't believe, you are breaking into a new life today. Because hear me. According to the plan of God, you have stayed at that level too long. You have compassed this mountain long enough. Today, you are breaking forth. Today, you are breaking forth. Declare, say, today, I'm breaking forth. Say it with confidence. Say, today, I'm breaking forth. Say it, let the devil go mad. Say, today, I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking forth. He has, wait a minute, what God wants to do here today. Today is the 66th day of the fast. Double, 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 double. double. You are going home with double portion. Double portion. You didn't arrange that today should be the 66th day of the. You didn't arrange it. You did not arrange it. God arranged it before you were born. Before your mommy was born. Before your great grandmother was born. Because known unto God and all his works of old. He fixed today. He looked down in time. And he saw you seated in this auditorium. In your situation. And he got your new garment ready. Your size. Your own coat of many colors. And he wants you to take your old garment and cast it aside. And receive his new garment. Who is receiving the new garment today? Hear ye, O Israel. Believe the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophet. So shall you prosper. If Jesus broke out of the old life, broke out of the limitations, and broke into a new life. So you are not too righteous to break into the new life. You are not too holy to break into the new life. You are not too faithful to break into the new life. You don't have such a level of faith you can't break into a new life. Whosoever you are, whatever you are, thank God for who you are. Thank God for what you have. But listen to me. What you are today is the old, and the old is passing away. Behold, I make all things new. I make all things new. You are breaking into a new life. 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 Who is breaking into a new life? If you are the one, come on, shout hallelujah. Lift your two hands to God. You will pray with a loud voice. When I ask you to pray now, listen to me. You are fasting and you are not praying. You are going on hunger strike. Simple. The time when you fast is the time you should pray like you don't pray before. You pray with passion. Sometimes when you're on a long fast, not the kind that we're doing now, the kind we're doing now, we break in the evening. You're on long fast like 40 days, no food, only water. You will get to a point that to even lift your voice, to lift your lips, is a lot of work. But fire is burning inside, and a serious prayer rising up to God. Today, I want you to pray and break forth into the new level. Break forth. Breaking forth, that's a language of violence. For Jesus Christ to come out of the grave, the power of God went there and broke the chains of death and brought him out. Today you are breaking forth. Lift your two hands to God loudly. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive your word. Now, I am breaking forth into the new life. I receive my new garment for the new life in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray that prayer first. Pray it first. I cast aside the old garment. I cast aside the old failure. I cast aside the old limitation. I cast aside the old reproach. I cast aside the old lack. I cast aside the old sickness. I break forth into the newness of life by the power of his resurrection. I break forth. Say it. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. By the power of his resurrection, I break forth. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He cast aside all the limitations. And he broke forth. And he never returned to the old shape. After your breaking forth today, you won't go back to the old life. Lift your right hand, say, Father, by the power of the resurrection, I overcome every limitation in my life. Everything that has limited my destiny fulfillment, I overcome them in the name of Jesus. Can you pray vigorously? Whatever has limited, whatever, 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 in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody say loud amen.
Amen.
You're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. Repeat that to me. Say, Father, I connect with the power of resurrection. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. Let it fall upon me now and destroy every limitation in my life. Come and pray that prayer. The same power that raised Christ from the dead and gave him glory, let it come on me now. Everything that has limited me socially, by the power of the resurrection, I overcome the limitations. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now listen, you are overcoming every limitation physically. Somebody say amen. You get tired, you get weary.
Oh man, Leo.
You know what? Since this fast began, I just bounced. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh man, yanilen.
It's so amazing.
Oh yeah, lenu.
It became remarkable. A few days ago, there's a place I normally go for my prayer walk. By the time I do 3 rounds, each loop is about 1.5 kilometers. By the time I do one loop, I've done about 1.5 kilometers. By the time I did 3 rounds before, I'd be so tired. I want to go rest. 3 rounds. If I push it really hard, by the time I do 5, it's like a truck I run over me. I'll be wet and I'll go. My goodness me, I did 7 and I was still strong. And I said, what's happening here? What's happening here? And it's God that even in the physical, limitations were falling off. If you're familiar with my voice before, you can see a better clarity from what used to be. And God began to visit and re-engineer my entire system, so I can be a better vessel in his hand. Whatever has limited you physically, we drop today. Whatever had limited you financially, because there are a lot of dreams you have. Dreams you want to execute. But finances limit you. Financial limitation, we drop today. Mental limitation, we drop today. Social limitation, we drop today. When Jesus came to that man and said, "Will you be healed? Will you be made whole?" He said, I have no man. How will you have a man? You're on the same spot for 38 years. Socially, he was limited. Social limitation will come to an end in your life. When socially you are socially reinforced, there are a lot of things you pray. Fast about that. You don't need to pray and fast. Just one phone call will settle the matter. One phone call. Because socially you are reinforced. So you are going to pray. Whatever has limited me, every limitation, physically in my body, mentally in my mind, socially in my circumstances, financially in my career, in my business, by the power of his resurrection, every limitation disappear. Pray in the name of Jesus. Limitations must drop. Sicknesses, poverty, lack, affliction, whatever has limited you, we release the power of his resurrection. We release the power that raised him from the dead. We break the limitations. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
The new life is a better life. The life he was living when he was here among us was a good life.
It
was an excellent life. But when he went through resurrection, he broke into limitless possibilities. From tonight, your life will be better. Hear this word of the Lord. From tonight, your life will be better. Hear this word of the Lord. In every ramification, your life will be better. Your life will be better. Your life will be better. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, agree with that, your brother or your sister. By the power of his resurrection, I break into a better life. Better than what I am experiencing up until now. Pray in faith. I break into a better life. Ayabaka boko di ketrebokoba. Makule boko di ketrebo. Shebokoba kai. Shebokure boko baba. Makule boko diya. Aramakaba karua kap. Jopike kuba kaba, kamanda, kabuka, sopre kube kuba, karama handeya. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Release that hand. Pick another one. Confess your faults one for another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. You're going to pray.
Oh, God.
This hand that I'm holding, this life, whatever represents sickness, I command healing. I cast sickness out. I cast weakness out. I cast affliction out. I cast disease out. By the power of the resurrection, be healed. By the power of the resurrection, be healed. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Totally. Be healed. completely by the power of the resurrection. We command healing, 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 healing. Pray in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Now change, change. Find somebody else. Hold somebody. Now you're going to pray. Father, I've heard from your word. When you move people into the better life, you give them a new garment. Lord, let a new garment come upon this your daughter, whose hand I'm holding. A new garment representing a new life, a new status, a new level. Oh God of heaven, release the new garment, the new garment of promotion, the new garment of elevation, the new garment of a higher level, the new garment of a new status. Oh God, give the new garment, give the new garment now, 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 new garment now, new garment now, new garment. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Many times people give you names that are not your name.
Ni ọpọ igba awọn emo so loruko to o kin je.
Blind Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus afoju.
Blind became his first name.
Afoju o di oruko re akoko.
Using the reproach of his life to label him.
Won fi egan aye re, won fi npe loko.
Rahab the harlot.
Rahabu onishina.
Using the reproach of his life to label him.
Won fi egan aye re, won fi to loko.
But God said, I'll give you a new name.
Oluwa wa ni won fun ni oruko tuntun.
A new name.
Oruko tuntun.
A new name.
Oruko tuntun.
A new name.
Oruko tuntun.
There are a lot of young ladies who are listening to me now. Before the end of this year, God will give you your new name. I was looking at one of my daughters. Very dedicated. Love the Lord. She's in her 30s and she's not married. And I said, God, give her a new name. Don't even let her rush to marry somebody she will love, somebody that will love her, somebody with whom she will fulfill her destiny, somebody through whom she will have her children, a husband in whose house she will find rest. And I will call you by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. So pick another hand. Lord, give a new name signifying a new situation, a new name that means transformation. When you brought Abraham into the new life, you gave him a new name. When you brought Saul into a new life, you gave him a new name. When you brought Jacob into a new life, you gave him a new name. This my brother, this my sister. Lord, give him a new name. Lord, give me a new name. A new name. Remove the old name of reproach. The old name of shame. Remove it. The old name of barrenness. Remove it. The old name of loneliness. Remove it. The old name of sickness. Remove it. The old name of poverty. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We still have a couple of prayer. I want you to pray. Don't fast without praying. And when you're praying, let your heart reach out to God. Is a rewarder of those that diligently seek
him.
This, my sister,
Baba, me.
Make her a proof of your resurrection power.
Fi won seri agbara jide re.
A proof of your resurrection.
Seri agbara jide re.
The people will see her.
Ti o je pe t'Olorun ba ri won. Awon eyan ba ri won.
They will know that Jesus is alive.
Won mo pe Jesus be laye.
They will know that the resurrection power is real.
Won mo pe agbara jide be be looto.
A proof. Maker, a proof. Maker, a proof of your resurrection power. Maker, a proof of resurrection power. Maker, a proof of resurrection power. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
When my son was preaching, he said, "You know, there are no believer without his own trouble, wilderness experience. Even Jesus went through the wilderness." And as we are here, there are issues that bother you. That's why you are here. It's one of the reasons we are here. Yeah, we are here to worship God. But we are here so that our burdens can be removed. That our yoke can be destroyed. Pick somebody else. Lord, whatever be the concern of this your daughter, whatever be the burden of this your daughter, whatever be the yoke of this your daughter, whatever be the sorrow of this your daughter, whatever be the heaviness, by your resurrection power, remove it now. Remove it. Now, remove it. Now, pray. Remove it. Now, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say loud amen.
Amen.
Say loud amen.
Amen.
Now, you are still praying for the same person. Wait a minute. When Jesus died, there was sorrow everywhere. There was shame. The disciples were denying. They were hiding behind closed doors. The women were weeping. There was sorrow everywhere. But when he broke forth, joy unspeakable and full of glory. They were excited. They could show their faces. Peter could stand and declare, "You killed him. God raised him from the dead." Shame removed. Sorrow turned to joy. You are praying for that person. In the same way, oh God, by your resurrection power, turn a sorrow to joy. Turn a sorrow to joy. Turn a shame to glory. Turn a shame to glory. Turn a shame to glory. Turn a sorrow to joy. In the same way you did when Jesus rose from the grave. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Are you alive? Are you alive? Somebody say, "I'm alive." Shout it. Somebody say, "I'm alive." There was a particular month in this house, to the glory of our God, when, like the month we are in now, by the time we had the night vigil, there were 5 days to go in that particular month. And 5 stands for grace. And I told us, I said, pray that in the next 5 days, grace will locate you. Praise in that next 5 days, God, heaven, the God of heaven will surprise you. That pray in the next 5 days that something uncommon will happen that will make you to break into the new month with joy. And people prayed. And things happened. One of us got the gift of a free house in Abuja. Free house. House finished. Given free. People got cars. Women got children. things happen. When you are praying, you are transacting spiritual business. You are negotiating your destiny. Life will not give you what you deserve. Life will give you what you demand. And it is why we stand in the presence of God. We force life to give us what belongs to us. In the next 5 days, uncommon favor will locate you.
Amen.
In the next 5 days, the God of heaven will surprise
Amen.
You.
Amen.
In the next 5 days, God will give you great joy.
Amen.
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 I declare by the mercy of the Most High God, in the next 5 days, your reproach is completely wiped away.
Amen.
I declare by the mercy of the Most High God, in the next 5 days, something major that is glorious, that will make you do thanksgiving, will happen to you.
Amen.
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 You left the comfort of your bed to come to seek the Lord. Oh, thou that hearest prayers, unto you shall all flesh come. And we have come. We have come. It's more comfortable to be sleeping at this time. But we have come. Because it is only in you we have hope. We have come. Because it's only in you we have strength. We have come. It's only in you we have help. Lord, in the next 5 days, let uncommon help locate these ones. The issues that have been issues in your life. The issues that have been issues in your marriage. The issues that have been issues in your church. The issues that have been issues in your ministry. In the next 5 days, by divine intervention, they are resolved. They are resolved. You will break into the month of May with great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Whatever evil the enemy has planned for anyone in the world, as far as you are concerned, they are nullified. 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 In the next 5 days, you will break into joy. In the name of Jesus. You will pray for yourself. You will take 3 minutes. And I want you to pray like you are drunk. On the day of Pentecost, when we were praying, they said you were drunk. That's how to pray. In chapter 4, when they prayed, the Bible said the place where they were shook. You're going to pray. Now, lift your two and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, over the next 5 days, give me a pleasant surprise. Can you pray that prayer? Pray that prayer. Pleasant surprise. Over the next 5 days. Pray. Over the next 5 days. Give me a pleasant surprise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Somebody say a loud amen.
Amen.
Now, one or two more. One or two more. You pray with vigor. John 1 of the Navi Jesus. We're about to break into a new month like this. I think that was the month of March. And I say, pray that this coming month that God will give you multiple harvests. Is there anybody here who remember that? That, and I said, be specific. That God, when he gave them manna in the wilderness, they were to gather a portion per day. On the sixth day,
ṣùgbọ́n lọ́jọ́ kẹfà,
he gave them double.
Ìlọ́po méjì ni mo gan ko.
Double.
Ìlọ́po méjì.
When they were to prepare for Jubilee, he said, I will command, that's in Leviticus 35 verse 21, he said, I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, upon your land, and it shall bring you harvest for 3 years.
Nígbà tó ń palẹ̀ mọ́ fún Jubilee, ó sọ pé wọ́n pàṣẹ ìbùkún mi sí orí yín ní ọdún kẹfà, yóò sì fún yín ní ìkórè ọdún mẹ́ta.
So God can give you multiple without stealing,
láì jalè,
without bribery,
láì
kúnni ní owó, without corruption,
láì ṣe ìwà ìbàjẹ́.
God
Ọlọ́run fúnra ẹ̀
can give you multiple,
ó lè fún ọ ní ìlọ́po
harvest. Somebody say multiple,
ìlọ́po
harvest,
ìkórè
multiple,
ìlọ́po
harvest,
ìkórè.
Those of you that believe the word, stand on your feet. Those of you that don't believe, sit down. And stay at the level of the money you normally have. And the level of your salary. I feel sorry for you if you are depending on your salary. God can step way out of your salary to shock you. Say, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Not according to your paper, not according to your salary. According to, somebody can walk up to you and slap you with 2 million naira.
I said,
Daddy, I was praying and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And said, I should bless you with this. And that is for my deacon, Akimbi Legend. And they just landed him a check of 50 million.
What's if money check is a week?
Like Belaiso. Say, you bless me sometimes back. Somebody walked to my office there and gave me one tiny envelope. I said, I just want to bless you. And he left. I opened the envelope. It was a bank draft for 5 million naira. And he had gone. I didn't know the weight of what he put there. I thought it was small. That same month, one of my sons came to me and said, Daddy, during the Holy Ghost Convention, when your son Ibiyomi was preaching, I said within me, God just bless it. If you bless me with some money in a particular month, I will bless my father in the Lord Bishop Wale Oke with 1 million. And he said, 2 days ago, somebody came from Lagos and gave me money. This man doesn't live in Lagos. And gave me this much. He said, one, this is the tithe. I said, two, this is the 1 million that I vowed before the altar of God that I'm going to bless you with. This 1 million. And I smile. In the month of May, you will smile. When money comes to you, smile. It's easy. When there's no money, you squeeze your face. You're angry with everybody. You are frowning. Because there's no money. So you are going to pray. In the month of May. Oh God. Give me multiple harvests. By divine intervention. Multiply my income. Don't add, multiply. Be specific. Don't add, multiply. Multiply. Wherever my money is, let it be coming. If my money is in Europe, let it come. In America, let it come. In Asia, let it come. In Middle East, let it come. In South Africa, let it come. In Abuja, let it come. Help yourself. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Stay up yourselves. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Stay up yourselves. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Stay up yourselves. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wherever you are, stand on your feet. Lay your right hand on your head. As a representative of the Lord Jesus, who has received mercy to dispense the power of the gospel, I command the resurrection power of Christ to fall upon you. Every limitation in your life neutralized. The negative neutralized. Today, like a drip, you break into a new life. Today, like a drip, your captivity is done. Today, like a drip, receive a new garment. 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 What you cannot do for yourself, the resurrection power of God is giving it to you. Over the next 5 days, the God of heaven will favor you and surprise you. And as you go into May, go with strength, with might. In the month of May, just as you have prayed, your income shall multiply. Your income shall multiply. Where you have been having money in tens of thousands, it will come in millions. Receive favor. Receive favor. Wherever your money is on the face of the earth, we command the money to come to you. We command the angels of prosperity to bring money. In the month of May, you will laugh. You will laugh. You will laugh. You will laugh. In the month of May, you will have more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. In the month of May, money will not be your problem. The heaven is open. You will be surprised. Beyond your regular pay, beyond the regular income, God will step in. Amen. Receive multiple. Amen. Multiple. Amen. You will testify. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Somebody shout aloud, amen.